The second annual Paint the Town Green Week starts tomorrow in Jonesboro and runs for the next week. Events start tomorrow and run across the city through next Friday. Carrie White is with the Jonesboro Regional Chamber of Commerce and tells more about Paint the Town Green.
Our Environment Committee is very excited about this year's Paint the Town Green. This is our second year. Sort of a spinoff from Paint the Town Red, which we have been doing for over 20 years before the first home football game. Well, the Environment Committee came up with the idea to surround a Paint the Town Green Week around Arbor Day and beautification efforts that they were doing in the community, and to raise awareness about recycling and sustainability and energy efficiency in businesses and in homes.
And White tells why they're doing this and tells what the goal is.
We really want to raise awareness in our community. You know, our city's working very hard on a Vision 2030 plan where we want to be in the year 2030 and what we want our community to look like. And over 100 people in the community have been involved in talking about making our community live the quality of the livability in our community something that is well known in the country. We want people to look at Jonesboro and say, now that town is a place I want to live. They've got it together. They've got walking trails. They've got a public transportation system. They plant trees. You know, they recycle. We just want to be, make everyone aware of how important it is.
And White says in making the community more green and helping it by way of keeping it clean helps in the marketing of Jonesboro. White says the first event takes place tomorrow at the ASU Regional Farmers Market.
The Recycle Day is the kickoff for the week, and it will be this Saturday morning from 8 until noon at the Farmers Market. And we have basically made it easy for you to clean out your attic and recycle your things in an easy way. It's a drive-through, and we've got six companies that will be there. And you can bring anything from your broken toaster to your old cell phones to couches, clothes, old building materials, wood, anything that you can think of except hazardous materials, we will be taking. Papers, magazines for secure shredding. So we're very excited about that and hope that folks will get up in their attics and do some spring cleaning and bring all that to us at the farmers market.
And she says that it will help to have everything in one place where you can just take everything over to the farmers market tomorrow that you want to have recycled. And she tells why recycling is important.
The landfills are getting full, and you want to protect the environment for the future. And I think that we've been a society that's been so spoiled for so long, it never occurred to us that eventually all of that stuff would start piling up and become a burden on a community. And so hopefully what we're doing is we're raising awareness that it's easy to recycle, whether you do it through the blue bag program and throw your cans and your plastics out on your front porch, or whether you recycle your papers and shred your paper in your office. So many offices still don't take advantage of on-site shredding, and there are several companies in the area that do that for you.
And also she tells about what will take place on Monday.
Well, on Monday at 4 o'clock, we will have a mayoral proclamation and a ceremonial tree planting. Also at the farmers market, we will have students out there from some of the public schools, area schools, to help the mayor plant a tree. And we are going to have the proclamation first and then the tree planting.
And then she says there's a special green project involving a lot of the area schools that's going on next week.
Also on Monday and Tuesday is when the students will deliver their Eco Imagination projects. We had 80 classrooms that asked for the kit. And I can even tell you what is in the kit. Cardboard tubes, rolls of labels, canisters, balls of shrink wrap, 10 feet of plastic banding material, some soda cans, and each box has a mystery material. Now, you have to use all of the items in your kit to make some type of artwork, but you've got to use everything in the kit, and those are all recycled items. You can add to your kit with stuff that you have, but it has to be recyclable stuff that you add to it. It's got to be innovative. It's got to use the materials so that whatever object or artwork you make has some useful purpose. And then we are going to judge those on Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock. All of the art will be on display at Center Court Food Court at the mall at Turtle Creek all week long. So anytime, even if you can't be there on Tuesday when we're doing the official judging, you can come by the mall anytime Monday through Friday and look at what the kids have done with their kits.
Now, White says the main event takes place Wednesday night as part of the second Paint the Town Green Week in Jonesboro. As visionary, environment, business leader, and advocate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., will speak at Arkansas State University's Convocation Center. That goes on from 6 to 7:30 that night, and she tells more about it.
Mr. Kennedy's speech topic is a green gold rush, a vision for energy, independence, jobs, and national wealth. So his speech will revolve around his vision for what the country needs to do in order to be more self-sufficient as it relates to energy, mm-hmm. and how that can create jobs and national wealth through programs. I haven't read the speech or heard the speech, but I have watched clips of him speaking on the subject, and he's very passionate, obviously, about his vision for how we can be an independent country regarding our energy. So we're looking forward to hearing him speak. He's gotten many awards for his work. He's one of Time Magazine's Heroes for the Planet, and that was as a result of his fight to restore the Hudson River. He was very involved in that. He is obviously, he's an attorney for the National Resources Defense Council, and so that has gotten him involved in many things that are environmentally related. So we're looking forward to hearing him speak, and I think he'll be, it will be obviously very visionary, but I think he'll also give some really practical tips on how we can get to where we need to be as a country.
Now, the event is presented by Nordex USA and has other sponsors, and there is a cost to attend that. That takes place Wednesday night at 6. Other events the rest of the week will be held at the Jonesboro Craighead County Public Library and a blood drive Friday at ASU. And for more information on all these events, go to our website, kasu.org. Click on events.